Line drive. Caught! It'll be a big orange dog pile on the way to the College World Series.
What an atmosphere in Knoxville over the weekend. The Tennessee Vols get it done against the LSU Tigers. They drub LSU on Sunday. 15-6 is the final score. And the Tennessee Volunteers headed back to Omaha for the first time since 2005. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Tennessee head baseball coach Tony Vitello. Tony? What's going on? Congratulations on the impressive weekend. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. I'm just getting ready to pack the bags, which is a very fortunate set of circumstances this time of year. And kind of like you alluded to there on the intro, a lot of credit goes to the fans and the environment that we had. You try and envision what you think it can look like, and obviously our arena and our football stadium can be a madhouse, but Neyland Stadium, you know, I don't know that anything can be replicated from what went on this weekend. It was pretty great.
Well, Tony, let's start there. Just what's this been like from your vantage point, watching this university, this fan base, and really the community rally around this baseball team with the journey you guys have been on this season?
It's been incredible, because I think you kind of had the loyal fans that are kind of the day oneers for us. They were never going away regardless of how the Vols did, kind of like Cubs fans. back in the day. And then you had some people that were fans, but they went away because there was no success. And, I mean, you got to give people something to cheer for. And those people have kind of returned. And then there's people we've literally met face-to-face that said they've never taken an interest in ball baseball. But the way that our kids play, I mean, it really is a unique group. Kind of the way they play has captivated a lot of people, and it's increased that fan base even more so.
So, Tony, I got to give you credit. You know, your post-game presser, there's always something entertaining or interesting. But you mentioned, this totally went over my head. Actually, Robbie, I'm going to see if you get this. So you were talking about a lot of orange, going to be in Omaha, bring your green hats. And I'm like, wait, what the heck is he talking about? And then someone, I think it was like Trey Wallace, tweeted, like, no, that's a reference to old school.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that reference?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty strong. First of all, like, is that spur of the moment when you say something like that? And also, what do you think it will be like in Omaha in terms of orange piling into cars and getting out there?
Yeah, no, it was just me being stupid. I mean, when you got good vibes flowing, when good vibes are flowing through the veins, you may say some things. It's worked the other way too. When you got frustration from a loss and you got some intensity going. You know, you might say something goofy, but no, I'm glad you got it. Great flick and a great quote, and it's kind of funny. My sister and brother-in-law have great friends in Kansas City, so they're not far from Omaha. They're going to travel up, and they're new to this whole thing, college baseball, and again, they're part of this new fan group I'm talking about, and they were rattled because they thought they had to, where do I get online and buy this green ball hat I have to wear up there? So, it was funny, but I don't want to confuse anybody. But I do think there'll be a great, you know, fan base up there representing us, because people have been starving around here for something like this to attend. And obviously, you know, softball, basketball, soccer this year, there's been a lot of great postseason opportunities for Vol fans, but this is a pretty big one. And when you got guys like Peyton Manning that are making their plans immediately, you'd like to think there's going to be a bunch of others, follow suit. And, you know, the teams that do well up there, a lot of times, you know, what contributes is that great fan base. I mean, UCLA is one up there, so it's not like you got to have a ton of people behind you, but it certainly helps. And Arkansas, LSU, Mississippi State, when those teams go, they have a huge following, and I hope we kind of follow that trend.
Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Tony, obviously a huge game on Sunday from Jake Rucker, and he's been so good for you guys all season long. How do you kind of put into words what Jake Rucker has meant for your group and for your lineup?
Well, it's this year, but for our program. He's provided a ton of stability. He's a great base runner, tremendous defender. And then you talk about a kid that's been in the lineup from day one since we've gotten the job, or he's been on campus, and he's sitting in that three hole, which, you know, not only do you need some production, but you need somebody that can handle the pressure of that a little bit. And he's steady Eddie. Every day you get the same kid. just shows up. He's humble and he's ready to work. And a lot of that stems from, you know, the household he grew up in. So incredibly well-rounded kid, and I think that's why you got a well-rounded baseball player.
Well, speaking of well-rounded, Tony, the bottom of your lineup, too, comes up so huge in this game, in this weekend. You know, guys like Pavloni and Durkay. I mean, you're getting a lot of production from a lot of sources. Is this as well as the whole group has been hitting together this year?
Yeah, I really think since May 1st, we had a big win against Kentucky where we separated ourselves a little bit by the scoreboard. And really, it's, we talked about it, but you can talk about it all you want. March towards May or play your best ball in May. And that's honestly when it really started, and it's carried over into June. And, you know, again, anyone in college baseball that's doing things in June's in a very fortunate situation. And yeah, there's no rhyme or reason or analytics, and there's certainly no genius coaching to it, with the order we have. You could move those guys around in a bunch of different spots. I mean, I think Jordan Beck could be a first rounder as a hitter, and he's in our seven hole. So we just kind of had that lineup and started playing real well, and we've stuck with it.
Tony, you kind of mentioned this after the game on Sunday, just the grind that it's taken to get to this point, and your guys obviously have worked so hard to get to this point. Now that they're here and they're in Omaha and they're about to experience the best of what college baseball has to offer, what's your message to your team as you guys head to Omaha this weekend?
It's a little bit similar to last weekend. We knew the block party was going to blow up the way that it did and have a ton of people there, and our stadium was going to be rowdy. And you know, you've worked for it. You got to at least take a moment to soak it in and enjoy it a little bit, and really remember it. Almost kind of take snapshots in your head. But then you have to separate and you have to play. And, you know, from being in Omaha, I know there's a lot of pageantry and whatnot. You've got to learn to enjoy that, and you certainly have tasks you have to fulfill, signing autographs and other things. But then you need to separate and you need to play. And we can say that as coaches, but they kind of have to accept that or adopt that as a theme in the clubhouse. And I think they already have. I mean, they were really excited about that win and, you know, a kind of a dog pile and all that. But they also kind of had an attitude like they expected to do it, and they're looking to continue on and play, not just kind of punch their ticket and say we made it to the promised land, but get there and try and wreak havoc a little bit.
Talking to Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitale. So, Tony, you start with Virginia Sunday, a very familiar team also on your side of the bracket, Mississippi State, and then another UT with a different shade of orange. I mean, of course, you expect it to be tough, right, here in Omaha, but how would you, your first blush, look at your side of the bracket? What are the big impressions you come away with?
There's three programs there that are awfully familiar with that place, and that can help you a little bit. You know, Texas has been recently and been a ton overall. Virginia has not only been recently but won the whole thing, but they've also been several times. The last time I was in Omaha, the first game we played was against Virginia, so a little bit of irony there. And if I'm not mistaken, Peyton Manning's wife went to Virginia too, so we might have a split household for a day on Sunday. And then Mississippi State has been a ton as well with their tradition. So that is the big thing that sticks out. But you get to this time of year, you know, this dates all the way back to when we had to play Wright State, who was a 4 seed in our regional, and that was much talked about. You're going to have to beat somebody really, really good. So you might as well kind of ignore the uniform in the other dugout, at least to an extent. You got to do scouting reports and all that, but kind of just focus more on your group, what got you there, and stay true to your roots.
Tony, we all know how important pitching is this time of year. What do you make of the way that your guys have kind of handled the moment and handled the pressure that goes along with pitching in big moments this time of year?
Well, you know, you got our Mount Juliet kid, Sean Hundley, seems to have zero pulse at all times out there. We've got about 3 games we've talked about in our coaches' locker room where we've gotten a reaction out of that kid in a smile or it's just great to see, and it's rare. But that composure is why he and some of those other relievers get it done for us. And then our starters have been so reliable, it's been incredible. I've never coached a team where we've kept our whole starting rotation the entire year We didn't do it this year, but we did it for all of SEC play bleeding into the postseason, and that's never happened for me or our pitching coach, Frank Anderson, who he's been doing it as long as anyone, and his resume is easily as good as anyone. So really all the credit goes to him, but he's fortunate enough to work with some kids, like I said, that have some intangibles or character to them too.
Well, you mentioned Hundley, and, you know, again, the Wright State game, you know, they grab a hold of a couple pitches. Other than that, he pitched well, but that's all it takes sometimes, right? And then he's able to bounce back from that. I suppose there was never doubt in your mind that next opportunity he had, he'd be right back to what he's been all year for you guys.
He kind of has that, and this group has that too. It's been interesting. They've been able to kind of, you know, three wins and then two wins. We went through the last two kind of mini tournaments with a lot of success. We haven't seen that where the team has to bounce back, but Sean kind of seems to have that to him. And then our team down in Hoover showed that when we thought we had a walk-off win, it got erased. So we lost our first game in Hoover, and then the guys were able to bounce back or answer back and make it all the way to the finals. So, you got leaders on the team that have certain traits. It's going to carry over into the whole group. And Sean kind of has that determination where if something goes awry, you can almost bank on it. You know, it's going to go well the next time around. He's going to make it that way.
Well, Tony, it's certainly been a lot of fun to watch at this point. Good luck as you guys get rolling coming up on Sunday against Virginia. We appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah, thank you guys, and good for the state of Tennessee. I got to believe we're the only state with two teams going to this thing. So
absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Tony Vitello, Tennessee baseball coach, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. The Vols
Thanks,
underway
Tony.
Coming up on Sunday against Virginia. You can catch that game on ESPN2 if you want to watch that coming up on Sunday against Virginia. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to what Tony had to say there and give you some information on 615 Day as well. All that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road live from the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.